Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey, show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. After a couple prominent Eagles hold court and try to put out some fires yesterday, Rhea joins us at 11 later in the show. You know we got it. We got to figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today for a great prize. So much to talk about. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, relationships don't have to be perfect. They just have to be functional. That's it.
I agree with that.
I'm not present. You know, relationship excluded, because I think we work well together. I don't have any animosity. Well,
you know what? Shut up.
Hopefully another show saying. On WIP doesn't air dirty laundry.
Matter. No, I'm saying you or Kyle for that matter, because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, I have attitude or I don't like Kyle. I like Kyle a lot.
Well, Kyle just yells
Kyle's
at me.
Kyle's emotional.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know,
Kyle's an idiot.
You know, it's emotional Brandon Graham, and that caused a whole bunch of nonsense this week. But nonsense that I think was
needed?
Well, yeah, I think it was needed, and yesterday was needed as well. So yesterday, both A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts spoke. A.J. held court at his locker. Jalen Hurts spoke at his weekly press conference. And we're going to play a lot of it today and let you hear what those guys said. I'll just tell you off the bat, though, Hugh, I feel better than I did a couple days ago after hearing those guys. They seem like they are ready to be more grown up about this, right? Like,
Now,
are they in a great place? I don't know. We're going to hear from them talking about it here in a second. I don't know if these guys are the best of friends, but like you just alluded to, they don't have to be. And after listening yesterday, I do feel like they're both in a mature place to try to get moved through
this. And that's all that matters.
It is. Let's hear from A.J. Brown yesterday at his locker. First time speaking since saying, you know, the issue is passing. Here's A.J. yesterday.
BG is just being BG. He's emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. So he's BG. So everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he just giving his perception on something from the outside.
He's around you guys all the time, though. Yeah. Could you see where there might be a misperception based on?
I think that's what everybody, I think that's what the world did. You know, they perceived what I said about passing. and felt like it was an attack on Jalen. And I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen, relationship is personal. So, I mean, so yeah, I see that.
So A.J. Brown saying, listen, they're good. BG, yeah, maybe he got a little emotional there. Nothing to see here. Everything is fine. Jalen Hurts in his weekly press conference. Here is his take on the relationship between him and A.J. Brown.
Your relationship with A.J. Obviously predates your time together here. Is there ways that that is a helpful thing for you? And on the flip side, are there tests kind of given the dynamics of quarterback, wide receiver, high-pressure environment?
Yeah, I think... You know, as you know, sometimes things change as dynamics change. But for him, he knows I had a lot of love for him, just like I got a lot of love for all these guys. And ultimately, you know, he's a guy that's a competitor. You know, he wants to win. He damn sure wants the ball, and he wants to make an impact in the game. And I respect that. You know, and that's just like all of us.
Hugh, what's your feeling on all this after hearing both them speak yesterday? I thought they did a good job. I thought Jalen's probably spoke as
he did the best. That's probably the best I've heard Jalen speak.
I agree.
Asked a direct question,
yes,
about relationships.
I totally agree. He didn't dance around it. He didn't give a one word answer. He didn't, you know, kind of pause a lot like he did during the Sirianni thing. Yes, he gave an answer. And I thought he handled himself like a franchise quarterback yesterday. Hugh, what's your feeling today after hearing both them speak on their relationship yesterday?
That's all it needs to be, Joe. I mean, I know for a lot of people, we're still going to read into this and feel the way that we feel. But as long as it's functional, that's the only thing that matters. As long as he figures out a way to get A.J. Brown involved in that offense, that's all that matters. Because once you win the Super Bowl, and I'm speaking it into existence, this is going to be a footnote in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a big deal now, partly because of what was said, and, you know, you got a lot of mouths and voices speaking about this. You know, this is why I don't like to air family business, because I saw something last night. Your podcast boy, Micah Parsons, he had something to say.
What did he do?
And he broke down. He did his homework, and there was some validity to what he was saying as far as the targets for A.J. Brown have went down over the years. Mm-hmm. There's some validity to that, but we're winning. But the thing that bothered me the most was that it was a Dallas Cowboy speaking on Eagles business.
Well, because the Eagles put it out there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's why you can't put family business in the street, because you have people that are on the outside looking in. And like I said, his stats were valid. I can't knock his stats. But the fact that he's speaking on it rubbed me the wrong way.
Of course. And everyone has spoken about it. It's been the biggest story in sports this week. 215-592-9494. You said something there. Jalen said something there. He knows A.J. wants the ball. Hugh said, you just said it, Hugh, as long as you get him the football. So do you feel like they should get him the ball more? Like, should they target him more on Sunday?
When I say this, please hear what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
I think they should, but not to the detriment of the team. Not to the detriment of the team.
Well, of course, I mean, obviously, if you try to get him the ball more, you're trying to help the team. Hugh, I listened yesterday, and I feel better about their relationship, but I am curious now as we speak about this. 215-592-9494. I don't think that Sunday's game plan should be any different than the game plans of the last 8 or 9 weeks. Run the football. Like, A.J. Brown, you mentioned Micah Parsons commenting on his targets. Everyone's commenting on his targets. Jalen Hurts is talking yesterday about A.J. Brown's targets. I don't think they should have a focus Sunday on getting A.J. Brown the ball. I think they should just do what has worked, which is run the football. Now, Jalen could be more efficient in the throws and the times he drops back to actually pass, but I don't want that. I don't want them to change anything. Hugh, that's now my question. All right, so we got through this, right? We moved past this. They're okay. They're speaking cordially about each other. But, Hugh, I think your instinct is one that might be in Jalen's head. It might be in Kellen Moore's head. Like, hey, everyone's okay now, but obviously he's annoyed about the way the passing game is. Maybe we get him the ball more to keep him happy. And that could be to a detriment. Could be.
When I say that, because I think people feel like the game is going to skew a totally different way than what it's been skewing. That's not what I mean. I think that there has been a conscious effort over the last couple of weeks to try to throw the football, and it just hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when I say get him the football, I'm going to use that word that you hate that I use all the time. Be efficient with it. Because there's a lot of times when we talk about the sacks that were taken. He took like four sacks last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those are passing downs. Those are downs where he was trying to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Be more efficient in those downs. Be more efficient in the plays that you call that allow him to get open. Not saying that they aren't efficient, because I don't know. Like, there's a whole lot to unpack when it comes to the way that the quarterback is playing.
Sure, but when the star receiver doesn't get the ball till a minute left in the first half, that's not normal.
No,
right, that's not normal.
It's not normal. That's what I'm saying, Joe. So whatever it is, because there's a lot of unquantifiable intangibles.
Well, here we go. Here we go at 10:09.
I just like because that probably annoys a lot of people. But there are that. Maybe if you help figure those out, we can get the ball to him earlier and we can still stay on course for what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
Maybe. Or you could run the football and AJ could get the ball when it comes to him. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from AJ. Part of the reason he said he was so vocal on Sunday is he doesn't want to see this season end up like it has the last couple of years where they're good, but they have a flaw and they can't get over it.
We went to the Super Bowl and lost. We tried again next year. It was 10 and whatever our record is, and it was a landslide. And here we go again. And it's something that we can correct right now while we have the opportunity. And that's why I was bringing the awareness of bringing it to everybody's attention. Like, it's something we can focus on.
So AJ is kind of saying, hey, listen, a couple years ago we got close, we didn't win it. Last year we fell apart. Mm-hmm. I spoke up so it doesn't happen again. AJ's saying, listen, I'm all out for the good of everyone. But he also wants the football. We know that. He was upset on Sunday because he didn't get the football. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Should the Eagles Sunday just do what's worked? Or try to focus on getting A.J. Brown targets. You've been on this all week. This is not just your opinion off of yesterday. You want to get him the football. I'm not going into the game with any sort of different game plan that I've had the last nine weeks because it's worked.
And you don't have to. But here's the thing. And I think that Jason Avant said it best. This team, and I'm ad-libbing because I don't know what he exactly said because I'm getting it secondhand. But he said something to the effect that for as well as this team runs the football, it's very, very difficult for us to pass the ball. And it shouldn't be that way. That's the part
should
that
make it
needs
easier.
To, it
yeah.
should be easier because football one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
you put eight in the box, you got some favorable matchups on the perimeter. You have that. That's just natural. Hell, I know that. You put an extra man in the box, you're taking somebody out of the secondary, and you're making it so that it's easier to make those pass. You just as a quarterback, you just have to find the holes in the defense and get the ball to your playmakers. So with that being said, I'm not asking – anybody to do anything different. I'm not saying, because I think, like, when people hear me say give him the football, I think a lot of people are thinking, like, we're going into the game and, like, the first six plays go straight to AJ.
Yeah, I don't hear that from you. But I do think when we say focus on him, he hasn't been the focus for a long time now, and they've won games. Like, he's a great player. It's not an indictment on AJ Brown in the slightest. They just have found a formula to win that doesn't include him as the focal point. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles focus on getting AJ Brown targets? When you say that, Hugh, I hear you, and I know you're talking about efficiency and being smart about it. I just don't want in Jalen's head Sunday, hey, we just had a weird week around here. I got to get AJ the ball earlier, and he forces one, and it's tipped, and it's a pick, and all of a sudden we're down six or seven for no reason when they have a game plan that works. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down on this? You know, it's been a weird week. Yesterday did make me feel better because they both spoke at least, you know, cordially about each other and we're moving forward. But I don't want to focus on getting the ball. Run the ball. Do what's worked here. What do you feel?
Yeah, if they focus on getting AJ the ball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And throwing the ball, they're going to lose the game. This week now, more than ever, more than it was in the past, you know, for many reasons, but beyond seeding, but now based on what just happened this past week, it's the most important game of the season to date for the Eagles. It's a must win. The Eagles have to beat the Steelers right now. They can't let them, they can't lose the game after everything that's happened this past week. So I just got to be honest, I don't think they're capable of running a pass-heavy offense. I don't think the quarterback is going to be capable of trying to target A.J. 15 times, trying to target Devontae, you know, 10 times, and airing it out to win the game. I don't think that's a formula for them to win the game. I don't trust the quarterback to do that. So if I'm sitting here and saying it's a must-win, they got to just stick with what's got them here, with what's worked. So, I mean, it really... It's sad, but it comes down to my trust in the offense and in the quarterback to run an efficient passing offense or, you know, a strong passing offense that features A.J. Brown. So I can't do that. I just need them to win the game.
At some point, too, the coaching staff has to just do what's best, right? Like, you know, this season turned around because the offensive line said, let's run the ball. And I don't want now we are to throw it more to A.J. because he's pouty this week. It feels like, you know, who's in charge here? Players or the coaches?
See, and I feel like, We shouldn't look at it that way. Look at it like this. Maybe this can help you and Kyle out a little bit. What have we been deficient in the last couple of weeks?
Passing.
The passing game. So let's be creative because we've been accused in our passing game of being vanilla.
Yep.
So let's be creative in our passing game and try to be more efficient. Not saying that we get away from the run because I think that's foolish, especially around this time. You know how I feel about December and January and playoff runs. Most teams that have deep playoff runs are able to run the ball extremely well. But with our team, we're skewing right now more one-dimensional. So I don't think that it's getting away from our core values, like that trigger word, core values.
Core values are back.
I don't think it's getting away from our core values to go out there and try to have more of a conscious effort to be more efficient in the passing game. See, that's the key word, efficient. And when I say that, because I feel like people think that when I say get the ball to A.J., that we're talking about upping the passing total. I could still be around 25 passes a game.
You can.
And still be efficient.
But that – so I think we see it similar. Like, they're probably not going to have – they're probably not going to throw it more. We don't think they should throw it more. But if they're still around the same amount of passes and he gets more targets, that means they're focusing on him in the passing
game.
Well,
I look at it like –
because if the same amount of – like, imagine a pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving him more of the pie. It's like we're not increasing the size of the pie. We're just saying more slices for you, AJ.
I look at it like this. Okay. We threw like what 20 passes last week, roughly around
yeah,
that area,
around
about
that
20
area.
Passes.
Yep. That's what
AJ
it's been
had
for a
like
while.
Four targets, right?
He had four targets.
Why can't we increase that to six? To eight?
Yeah,
two more targets. Like,
eight's a lot. That's
well, yeah,
double.
That's what I'm saying. But my thing is this: it doesn't have to be something that we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be something where it's obvious that we're trying to get him the ball. Just, hell, if you'd have got him the ball on the second play of the game, we might not even be in this situation. You see what I'm saying? It's not a whole lot because A.J. has the ability that if who's to say if A.J. say on that one play, because that's the one that we're focused on.
Second play of the game,
second play of the game, he goes for 50 yards. You think he's sitting there complaining?
Of course not.
That's a hell of a play.
I know. I get what I'm saying?
And you add that with what he already, because he had like, what, 40 yards or something on the day?
He had 4 for 43 Sunday, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you give him a close to 100-yard day on a slant or a go route, we're not even having this conversation.
Yeah, and I think how long into the game he has to wait for his first catch, that goes into it. 215-592-9494. Look, A.J. Brown's a great player. When the ball is in his hands, it's good for the Eagles. Like, I'm not against throwing the ball to A.J. He's their best weapon in the pass game. I just don't want it to be their focus. I don't want them to lose focus on what is their identity now. That's Saquon Barkley. That's the offensive line. That's the running game. That is how the Eagles have won 9 straight games. Keep that as the focus. A.J. is secondary. I mean, he's got to deal with that. And I think he will, as long as they're winning and he feels like he's at least part of it. But I just, you know, yesterday was good and they moved forward. And I liked what I heard out of Jalen. I liked what I heard out of A.J. They sound like they're in an okay place, all things considered. But I don't want this focus change. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show today. Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. the ball and more targets on Sunday? Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Welcome to the Midday Show playoffs, man.
Chris, good morning. And yes, I will be part of those playoffs with you, Chris. Hugh and Kyle will be watching from the sidelines.
Yeah, you're out. Your team stinks.
You don't care.
Hey, Joe, this, you know what this proves, though? This just shows that we are the only real football guys out there, right?
It's been evident for a while, but now now we have more evidence, for sure.
Yeah, Hugh and Kyle are out. Kyle, you got knocked out because you had that nonsense rule of four teams, so I'm glad you're sitting on the sideline. You deserve it.
Well, Kyle almost made it, but he missed the cutoff.
Yeah, just missed.
Well, yeah, close don't count, yeah.
Almost doesn't count. Yeah, gotcha.
So, guys, listen. Here's what they need to do, okay? They need to listen to my Middaysman brother, Chuck, and run the damn ball, okay? I told you we are the 2000 Ravens, okay? Run the ball, play dominant defense. That's how you went on this running streak. You have the winning formula. Don't change it. And don't lean into Jalen Dilfer and try to make that guy something that he's not, because he's clearly not, and he's showing you it over and over. So that's what we need to do. But, guys, I want to address something yesterday from AJ's interview. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of speculation because, you know, Hugh, we like to recklessly speculate. That's what we do.
Reckless speculation.
That we were trying to say, hey, you know, is this going to be the same collapse as 2023? And all these people were saying, some people are saying no, some people are saying yes. Well, apparently, according to A.J. Brown, he believes that we're in that same spot, because that's exactly what he said. He said they started off hot last year. I don't remember his exact words. You guys can find a clip on it. But he said they started off hot. They start to stumble, and he couldn't remember the exact record at the time. He said, I think we were 10-2. And then they fell apart, and he goes, well, and here we are again. So that's A.J. Brown telling you they're back in the same spot as last year. Now, last year they couldn't get themselves out of the tailspin, and towards the latter part of the year, you know, Nick vibes Sirianni was reshuffling the core values and couldn't figure out the magical puzzle piece to make it work, and when asked about it, he famously told the press, I don't know. If I knew how to fix it, I would have done it. Yep. I don't know what to do. I'm praying that this and what transpired yesterday and over the past few days with BG coming out and AJ, you know, saying what he said to set this powder keg off, we got to hope that this does fix it, because right now we are in that spot. And Sunday's going to foreshadow what we can look forward to. If they come out and we lose and it doesn't look good, guess what? We're back to 2023. Eagles fans, packing in, season over. If they come out and they look like they have a new focus and they're revitalized and they've aired their grievances and now they're focused on trying to show the world really what they're all about, and they're tired of this nonsense and the frustration they have, they take it out on the Pittsburgh Steelers, then, folks, we may have a breaking moment that turned into a bonding moment that can launch
a critical juncture. It's like it's like the moment, the crossroads season of the moment. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think look, you look at the team, they're way better than they were last year, but the players feel it. They feel like something's off. They get, then they want to correct it, and they chose different ways to do it. I mean, AJ did what he did Sunday, and he reiterated yesterday he did it on purpose. Now, I don't know if he meant to do it to Jalen on purpose, but AJ did say yesterday during his media availability, he said what he said on purpose. He wanted to make it a thing so they fix it. Like, this, it wasn't by accident what he said on Sunday. Just maybe it was taken a different way than he meant. 215-592-90 for your calls on this. Should the Eagles target AJ more? Should they give him more targets on Sunday or just stick to what's worked? Everyone made everyone feel a little better yesterday, but now what? Should they get him the football more? Plus, we come back. More audio from yesterday. AJ Brown and what he meant by his passing comment and Jalen's assessment of how he's played lately. Rhea joins at 11. And listen for Hughes Holiday Stocking at any point today during the show. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.